You Can't Make It Up, show number 197, Ken, for Monday, March 26th, 2012.
Yep, another week, closing in on 200.
Yeah, we have to come up with some plan for show number 200.
Yeah, we can just leave town, you know?
Well, I was waiting. I just gave you that straight line. It's like, why should we do something different? A plan?
Well, I know, but...
Yeah. Coming up on this show, you're going to tell us, aren't you, about a longtime fugitive from justice that no longer has that classification?
Yeah, I know. If you're so clever for so long, then all of a sudden you have a brain freeze and you get on the show. That's what happens.
Maybe that was his plan all along.
Yeah.
And we've got another fresh-baked batch of fun with English today, too.
Mm-hmm.
But let's begin with something else that's wrong with your local TV news.
Yes.
Depending on where you live, instead of TV news, you turn it on one day and you got an infomercial.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're all doing it now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the latest one that crossed my desk. At CBS 11 in Dallas, Texas, KTXA, they used to do news at 12 noon Monday through Friday.
Well, what passed for news?
But now on Tuesdays and Thursdays, well, they don't do it anymore, and I'll tell you, it involves a lawsuit. But for a while on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon, they were giving it over to a lawyer, a personal injury attorney, ambulance chaser.
Okay.
Let's say it like it is. The show was called Ask the Lawyer with Tom Correa. It was a 30-minute episode for which they charged old Tom $2,750, which was more than the ads, you know, the advertisers wanted to pay for news. So, so CBS 11 said, let's do this. Well, here's what happened. The first year they did it, Tom said it worked well, and I got calls into my office, and we ended up getting clients. But then, according to Courthouse News, most recently, about 44% of the calls placed to the show during that half hour never made it up at old lawyer Tom's office over there. It never.
No.
He said, my operators were waiting, but nobody called. So he is suing CBS, the network, because they own the station. He's suing the station, KTVT and KTXA, CBS 11 in Dallas. If they go dark one morning, if you live in Dallas, you turn it on, it's not on. They're about to lose about $1.25 million, almost $1.5 million. He said that he figures the lost business from people not getting through in the switchboard at the TV station is worth about $1.4 million. So he's suing.
That might have been his plan all along, don't you think?
Whatever happened to Robert Vaughn? Shouldn't he be doing the ad for this guy now?
Is he still breathing?
Tell the insurance company and CBS.
Tell them you mean business.
That's not the station that the guy hired his wife to be the news director, is it?
No, but it couldn't turn out any worse, can it?
Exactly, my point.
You can't make this crap up.
Shut the door, and you should know, you can say the words to me, maybe, baby, but I won't know, and you won't show, you can make it up to me, maybe, baby.
From San Francisco, California, where you wear some flowers in your hair if you're going there.
Oh, boy.
Way back when. Lady's name is Wolf Larson, and the tune is called Maybe Baby. It's off her brand new album, Quiet, at the kitchen door. She has been described as the, well, in her bio, the lost daughter of Leonard Cohen with a voice like Margot Timmons from the Cowboy Junkies.
Okay.
And quoting that same bio, Wolf Larson has arrived on the scene much the same as Cohen did, a late bloomer in her early 30s, both a writer and a poet, with an offering of poem-type songs, is what she calls them. I'll tell you something else this album is, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost in its entirety do-it-yourself-at-home project. Yeah, I mean, if you like that music, and we'll play another cut for you on the way out the door today. If mm-hmm. you like that sound, consider, and you're a musician, you're an artist, you said, I haven't got the money to go into the studio and pay for musicians, and mm-hmm. you don't need it. She and one of her musician friends, and he's an engineer, a sound recording engineer, has his own equipment, Nick Stardew. They did this album together. They started out saying, shouldn't take more than a month.
And then they figured,
we need two violins, one cello, a viola, piano, standing bass, a bell mm-hmm. section, number of MIDI accents. About a year later, the two realized that this is not a simple acoustic record, but they did the whole thing, Quiet at the Kitchen Door, the album, from separate rooms, separate bedrooms across the city of San Francisco. And then they harvested the strings and the bass from friends who sent along those sections by email, and they put it together, and they had an album, and you don't need to use a studio. Pretty cool, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, that sounds like actually probably easier than what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of steps to go through, but...
But we're talking about the expense one saves.
Exactly, yeah.
If one has that ability.
Yeah. I just like that her name is Wolf.
Wolf. Well, she's named after her grandfather, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
All I can think of is Wolf Blitzer.
That's not... No.
By the way, if you'd like to catch up with Wolf Larson live, March 31st, this coming Saturday night, she's going to be at the Swedish American Hall in San Francisco, and the price is $20, but some of that goes to a charity out there, and you can we'll put a link out there, and you can read all about it.
Imagine somebody setting up for a blind date. Well, the good news is we got you a date.
Yeah.
Bad news is her name is Wolf.
Our show is called You Can't Make It Up. It's uh-huh. been called other things by less yeah. kind people. But we do it because mankind's capacity for stupidity is limitless. So every Monday, we showcase all the stupidity we could find and fit into 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. Or less.
Or less. The show originates at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. That's where we start and end. If this is your final destination, you can email us, feedback yes. at 2kenscomedy.com. You can follow us on Twitter at 2kens. Okay, so this guy goes on the lam for like 3 decades, and then all of a sudden he gets captured. What happened?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting turn of events here. I mean, the guy, as you said, he was able to avoid law enforcement for 28 years and successfully. So that takes a lot of ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Stephen Lee Wright. He's 60 years old. Back in the early 80s, he had been serving time for armed robbery and breaking and entering, and then got paroled and then skipped out on parole. Now, that was back in 1983, and he had been at large, uncatchable, untraceable ever since. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he made his way over to Portland. Not your Portland, the other one.
Oregon.
Yes. And last week, well, Mr. Wright came to a bit of a fork in the road in terms of his life's direction. Now, he ran out of money, and he had two choices. At least he thought he had just two choices. One, turn himself in, or two, rob a bank to get more money. Which do you think he chose?
Rob a bank.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
One more spin of the wheel.
But here is how he came to make that decision. He flipped a coin.
Good.
Heads, robbed the bank. Tails, turned himself in.
Yeah.
And the coin came up heads, so he went over to the Sterling Savings Bank, walked up to the teller, said, money now, no die packs.
Yeah.
He was quite eloquent, apparently.
Did the teller ask for the coin as a souvenir?
We don't know if the teller did, but the teller did hand him $2,500 and he left. And of course, they immediately called the cops, gave a description. He was immediately not only recognizable, but arrested. So not only is he not on the lam anymore, but he's going to be, I think, behind bars for quite a while. See, they didn't just arrest him for the armed robbery. Guess what else they found on him?
I can bet.
A stun gun.
No good.
Brass knuckles. A folding knife. And for good measure, a can of pepper spray.
So in case the bank robbery career didn't work out, he could go into collecting money for the mob or something.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. What if the flip of the coin had come in tails? He'd still be behind bars.
Yeah. See, he didn't take, or maybe he did, take Yogi Berra's advice.
Which is?
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Take it, right, exactly. That,
that's what Yogi Berra always said.
Yogi also said, I never said all those things I said.
The coin flip approach to ending one's...
30 years of outwitting the police, and he does that.
You're on a winning streak. What are you doing? Changing
Let's
it.
See. Heads the cops win, tails I lose.
Are you stupid or something? I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
Gotta check the mailbag, and when I did, our email came up for you.
Oh.
One of your family relatives.
Oh, yes.
Emailed a poetic reference retort to a comment you made, compadre, last week.
Yes.
And she's Lady C's aunt, is she?
Yes, yes, yes.
If you missed it, last week we told you about a mayor of a village in southern Italy who decreed it illegal to die in his town, also named Facciano del Messico.
Yeah.
To which you quipped that his honor, Giulio Cesare Fava.
Yes, was the inventor of the fava bean.
So this relative of Lady C's wrote, Hi, Ken, I have to take exception to your treatment of Mayor Fava. He is obviously a fan of Theater of the Absurd.
Yeah.
Beckett would be proud.
Yeah. I see. That's the kind of audience person we need.
Yes. Someone literate.
Absolutely.
And vertical.
And gets the joke. And breathing.
It is time. It is because it is the last show of the month.
Yes.
Those of you who are regulars, you probably wait for this segment so you can go do dishes or watch paint dry. But if you like having fun with English, the kind that we have, that now that the proofreaders and the editors and anybody else that's paid to make sure the words and sentences and grammar are used correctly, those people are all extinct. And so what we get is, well, things like this. This was a widely published piece, speaking of extinct, reported on a newly discovered fossil species of human beings, and it said of the researchers, quote, They remain cautious about how to classify the red deer people, so-called because they hunted extinct red deer.
Well, that's a pretty good trick.
You say they went hungry a lot.
Yes.
Try to make sense of this headline on AOL News this month. Man killed, dismembered dad kills self.
No.
There's also the potentially misleading, man builds healing harp from stand-up wheelchair. There's a story on care2.com. This, from an article on Dalhousie Castle in the Scotsman. I don't know how to pronounce Dalhousie. I hope it's... There's a college out there in Nova Scotia named... It's D-A-L-H-O-U-S-I-E. I've got Dalhousie Castle. I don't know. I'm probably mispronouncing.
No idea.
I'll hear from someone in out there in the Maritimes. Anyway, the quote. The castle was visited by England's King Edward I, also known as Longshanks, the Hammer of the Scots, and Oliver Cromwell.
That's quite a rap sheet.
A.K.A. During a pool tournament on Sky Sports on TV, the commentator said, quote, If he can stay ahead, he's going to win.
Oh, very nice.
Brilliant.
The guy's network material.
From our unfortunate headline construction department, a few. Here we go. Woman hit by triathlon cyclist in coma.
Well, that's why he didn't see you.
Channeling the almost dead.
Yeah.
That was on the Fox Sports site. Here's one that came from MSN News. This sad report. It's a quote. Toddler found after twister dies in hospital. Mommy, where do tornadoes go to die?
Yes. Same place you're going, kid.
Our local hospital, dear. They've never lost a storm yet.
Yeah.
And the Washington Times Online had this headline. Dead inmate killed up to 20.
Yeah.
Listen, Lady C will love this.
Yeah.
It's a casting call for a remarkable movie in the making, apparently. Advertised on the website Casting Call Pro, quote, We are making a short 3-minute comedy drama about God coming down to Earth to enter into competitions and film festivals throughout the UK.
That's what God's doing.
Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today.
Yes,
the world of dangling participles. From our friends at the CBC News site in Canada, this story, quote, A woman has been found frozen to death at Apex Mountain Resort, confirm RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mountain Police. Police believe cold weather was a factor in her death.
I don't think I agree with that police work.
No, really? This item in the New York Times, and then we'll wrap it up for my part of it, because I know you have something to add.
Oh, yes.
This came from the New York Times Guide to Essential Knowledge. And you're going to scratch your head, containing short biographies of noteworthy people. The entry for Clark Gable concludes, in The Misfits, his last film made shortly after his death, he played a tough aging cowboy. How tough was he?
Yes.
He'd been dead for 30 minutes.
Well, he's tough.
Our fun with English would not be complete without, I hope, another visit from our friends at the New Haven Register.
Well, actually, I wish I could tell you it was, but I had to go out of state to find a couple of these because the New Haven Register just didn't put out anything. And I mean that in every sense. So I have to settle for Florida and Georgia.
Okay.
See, over in Boca Raton, apparently there had been a rash of robberies of thieves taking $1,000 worth of brassieres from local stores.
Yeah, that's always big demand on the fence market.
And the reason I know that is from this headline in U.S. News. Bra bandits busted in Boca.
Yeah. Someone had a good time with that one.
Yep. And then this over in Barrow County, Georgia, in the town of Winder. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No. Well, okay. Well, there is a story, which I will just read you the opening line, from BarrowPatch.com. Here it is. A 28-year-old Winder man called 911 and said he was invisible. According to Barrow County Detention Center records, the caller has prior arrests for criminal trespass and failure to appear.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. How does that one not... They get by them.
My friend always asks me if I've ever heard of a town, usually if it's in Georgia, because yeah. We used to live there and I worked over at CNN.
Oops.
Yeah. We don't say it too loudly because I'm in the witness protection program.
Yeah, there it is.
This is the kind of crap people always try to lay on me. It's not my fault. CNN.
Did you save a moment of duh for us today?
Yes, I did. And actually, there are multiple little moments of duh. Each one a product warning label for the morons out there. Labels that, you know, warnings that should not be needed.
Yeah.
And I want to credit Professor Andrew J. McClurg, a law professor at the University of Memphis. He has a website called lawhaha.com. And he collects these things, all right? You know, everybody knows what Viagra is for, right? Even the makers of Viagra don't seem to be totally sure of that because they have this warning on their package which says, caution, Viagra is not for newborns.
No, that would... There are so many lines there, and I'm not touching any of them.
No, well, don't worry about it.
No.
Have you ever bought shin pads, you know, for athletic use?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, if you're a moron, you might want to heed this warning from the one shin pad maker that says, shin pads cannot protect any part of the body they do not cover. Duh.
Yeah.
From the makers of the Rowenta Steam and Press Iron... This warning, which I'm sure you want to heed, warning, never iron clothes while they are being worn.
I've seen 100 people do that, though. There are people that do it usually in hotel rooms. They're racing to get to a meeting, and they take their luggage, and they open, and there are their slacks, you know, or whatever, blouse. And they wear it, and they're ironing it. I've seen people do this.
Well, you hang around with a different circle, I guess.
So that label does have... It's useless because people still do it.
Well, then they deserve it coming to them. They'll be on the show as Darwin Award nominees.
Yeah. Let's hope.
This instruction manual for a power drill has this bit of warning for you. This product not intended for use as a dental drill.
No.
Did you need a warning for that?
One would think these warnings evolved out of a need. And so somebody actually... Yeah.
And finally... This might be a bit of a mixed message for commuters in Hong Kong, because on the walls of the subway stations, there's this juxtaposition of signs. Sign on top says, danger, jumping into the tunnel is forbidden. And beneath it, a Nike ad that says, just do it.
From our well-placed adverts department.
Thank you, Professor McClurg.
So the guy that used the drill to do his own root canal.
Which has happened.
He wasn't just drilling a canal, folks.
No.
That was the Hoover Dam he created.
Maybe he was prospecting for gold.
So that is it. That's You Can't Make It Up for Monday. I hope you had a good time with it. We always do. And listen, thank you. Mm-hmm. We're going to assume that we're thanking you for something you did do. And that is you made a donation at our urging. To VoicesUnitedForVeterans.org is where you go to find them. They are us. We are they. Isn't there a Beatles song in there somewhere?
Yeah.
You're helping homeless veterans with your donation to reclaim their dignity and their lives. It's a cause that's near and dear to our hearts. And we need you to just step up, because one in four in America that are homeless served this country's military. And it just doesn't sit right with us.
Yeah, that's just a disgrace.
By the way, here's an important phone number, confidential help for veterans and their families, 800-273-8255. That is the nationwide Veterans Crisis Line. It operates 24/7, 1-800-273-8255. On our way out, San Francisco singer, songwriter, and poet, Wolf Larson.
Uh-huh.
And the poetic, and I love this song, and you're not going to be able to get it out of your head.
All right.
If I Be Wrong, and If I Be Right,
uh-huh,
we be coming back here next week.
No, oh, very nice.
We'll see you next Monday there, compadre.
Go get him, Wolf.
What if I'm wrong? What if I lied? What if I've dragged you here to my own dark night? And what if I know? What if I see there is a cry? Run right.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 canscomedy.com.
What if they're right? I can? What if I'm just an ordinary
say a will, there is a will.